and daf ayin omed beis. We had a machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish if there was a tzivui before he became a kodaikis, so we know that tzivui was a real tzivui, and then he became a kodaikis. Is one permitted to write and give over the get in this matzav? So Reish Lakish holds yes, because in this matzav of a kodaikis, he's similar to a yoshan. He doesn't have a din shayte that a shayte. Rashi says, "Kaisu neisen get la alter afilu besoich choyoy heil va'ama koydum lachem v'merinen shayte hu ve'ena yochel legarish." So for Rashi, it would seem if the mishalach is a shayte, if the mitzav is a shayte, so then a shayte cannot be megarish. Seemed we still need the das of the megarish. It's not sufficient that the shlich is doing it. But Reish Lakish holds he doesn't have a din of a shayte. He's a din of a yoshon. And Rabbi Yochanan holds he has a din of a shayte, and they differentiate the machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is what din a kodaikus has. Reish Lakish says since samei biyodo. Since it's bekoyach for him to be merap himself, so this is equivalent to a yoshan. Since it's biyodoi, larapi says atzmois is considered he's a bar das. No, in the present time he can't use his das, but he doesn't have a din of a shayte. And Rabbi Yochanan holds since it's mechusa maise, so he has a din of a shayta. Basher Hosham, he has a din of a shayta. So the Gemara says further, Umiyoma Rabbi Yochanan Hochi, that he has a din of a shayta, Vohoma Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, Shochat Boishnayim, Oirov Shnayim, Berimeis, Vohoma Kisvu Getli Ishti, Re'elu Yichtavu Viyitnu. So this person is in a pretty bad matzev. It's shochet by two simonim, or reiv of the two simonim. Reil yichtuvu v'yitnu, that's a memre of Rabbi Yehuda Mashmu v'sanye. We learned a barais, ruhu meguyet oitzolov, alatzliva, we saw he was cut up, or hanging, v'rim izvam akis v'get le'ishti, re'elu yichtavu v'yitnu. So again, we see that we can write a get, and this somehow was a kash and Reish Lakish. So the Gemara answers, we have to understand exactly, the kasha will see clear in Tosfos, hachi hashte, hosam, Daite tzilusei, a person who's shochet by shnayim, ayreif shnayim. So, he's a bardas, who kishuso hu di aschilo by. He's starting to weaken. But this is a bardas that's weakening. Hoche daite shagishtehi. But over here, his das is mevulbal. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so he has a din of a shayta now. Let us see Rashi. Meguyet mechutach bachtiches. He's cut up in pieces, lashon gudu ilono, to chop down a tree. Tzilusei, tzlula hayodaite. His das was clear, al shekichesh kaychai. He doesn't have any koyach. But that does not mean that he's a lav bardas. But over here, Shagishta Targum Shalmuhume Kloima Das Mevulbo. His Das is Mevulbo. But let us see Taisus. Beomar Rabbi Yochanan Hochi. Beomar Shmuel Shochat Boishnaim. Bein Taimel. Hashte de Medamele Loochsei Kerdaikis. The Gemara Bahavami Maheld. That a meguyed is similar to an ochse kedaikis. So Taisus says, tikshulei mas nisa. So what are you asking a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan? Tiktoni misha ochse kedaikis, a tzivui over kedaikis, is worthless. Wa makisu gedli ishti, loy omar klu. Wa hoche bishochet bo ishnaim, wa omar kisvu, arei eilu yichtivu. So Memele, so you see claw that this is different than a kodaikis. So what's the kasha and Rabbi Yochanan? Yesh loyma, the hob shitu, the bishashama kisvu akati daite tselusei. That the Gemara always know. If was shachet boi shnayim or roiv shnayim is the next second is zicher daite tselusei. Voloidomi lochse kodaikis. Abu kaidem sheyichtoi viyinosei. But his matzav is going down very quickly. It takes time to write a get. It takes time to give a get. Yischalish is gonna get very weak. Viyiskalkal. And the Gemara held that the changes which rapidly change that he's from the Shochat by Reif Shnaim till the Shas Nesina are good. So the Gemara held the Shas Nesina ready, he's equivalent to a Kodaikis. Because the Rabbi Yochanan Dama and Kaisman benoistnim ache yishtafe. So that's where the Gemara is according to Rabbi Yochanan. He says the Gemara held this matzav b'shas nesina already is a matzav equivalent to kedaikas, and that the Gemara says, no, you're making a big mistake. Hosam daita tzilusi, v'kichishu sohu das chilabe, is getting weaker and weaker, but al kaponim, his das was in no way affected. Hiksha harab rabul chono, da amai porich l'rabi yoichane, l'reish lo kishnami tikshe, l'chayre, if the Gemara held now, that the matzev of Shochet by Reif Shnaim B'Shas Nesine is equivalent to a Kedaikus. So Memele, so there's no Dimion, so according to Reish Lakish is also Shvel. The time of the Reish Lakish Ba'orse Kedaikus Mishim Desami B'Yodai. That means Reish Lakish is also going with a cheshbon, that since it's biyodai to change over the matzev, means the matzev na izicha, a kedaik izicha, his mind isn't functioning, but he doesn't have a din of a shaita, since it's biyodai to bring back that he should be able to function with his mind. So that's similar to Ayosha. Bahoche den Sami Biyode Maida Reish Lakish den Kaisma Venoisman. The Medamele Lushoite. So Memele, here Reish Lakish will also be Maida. So why are you only asking on Rabbi Yochanan? Ola Svarim Dloy Garsim Yom Rabbi Yochanan Hochi Ashishapa. The Bosle Tavayu. So the Garsh is stuck on both. Inami Noket Rabbi Yochanan. Mishum dekama behedya ein kaisve. Here, this is the lomdus of Reish Lakish. That means the Gemara explained, Shitas Reish Lakish, Because we don't know clearly what Reish Lakish was. We just said a machlekes habichna Reish Lakish koisvim v'noisim. The Gemara later explained that the time of Reish Lakish is Sarit Biyot. And if this is the time, it's not with the Kasha Reish Lakish also, but the Gemara asked the Kasha on the Halacha. Maybe Reish Lakish is a different mahalach. Maybe there's a different reason. He holds that this chesaron bas doesn't give a din shayt, and that holds the lumbus of biyoda isami biyoda. But Rabbi Yechon said, "Klorein kaisim, Reish Lakish is kaisim." So maybe we'll be machir. There's a different reason, different time of Reish Lakish. The rimeis va'omar kisvu gert leishti. Berimeis v'oma kisvu get leishti. Now, what I could go in, sha'omru lai, he can't talk, nice toys. Shachet b'shnayim, reif shnayim. Could go in, sha'omru lai, nichtev get leishtecha. V'hirchen b'roishai, and he nodded. B'shemein tzorch leboitkoi, k'moi b'mas nisen. That means, in the Mishnah we're going to have later, the whole sugi nishtatek, if it was nishtatek, it became an ilaim. There we have to see, because there we don't know what the nishtatek did to him. If the nishtatek made him that he's a lav bardas or not. So there we don't know what the nishtatek did to him. But shochet boy shnaim, erev shnaim, in the beginning, is zicha bardas. You don't have to be boydik. The shaila is if the deterioration which is occurring, will this make him a lav bardas? So b'meilu sataisu says b'shem ein tzarech leboit kek moi bas nisnin. Mishum deiz beidait et slusa kedemrinim besomach. The Gemara's only mechadish that later it's also a deit et slusa. Hosom deit et slusa. So the Gemara says there it's deit et slusa. Lo yoda rabbeinu Yitzchok ad mosai yechoshev deit et slusa. I mean, the Gemara is telling us a mouthful. This person is deteriorating and he's going from bad to worse. And so deit et slusa to when? I mean, there's the lack of lemeima de batku b'shas nesinus aget, that it's only good if you baidik him. And we can still tell that it's tight, it's loose. I mean, if we're speaking about that we know klor, it's tight, it's loose, b'shas nesinus aget, so what's the kasha and Rabbi Yochanan? So we see klor, it's tight, it's loose. So our kolchoch, we have to say that we want by the kim b'shas nesinus. In Vafal Pekin, we say tight, it's loose. V'shemo ad sheyivoda shenitrafodaita yechoshev daita tzilusa. So Taisvi says, Kozman, you don't know nitrafodaita, you have to, that's mistama what Taisvi means. We tell him on the cheskas bardas, and you have to know that there was a shini. Kozman, I don't know klon nitrafodaita, I need a beferish simon of nitrafodaita yechoshev daita tzilusa. Now talking about another case, Oimari, the tzorech lizoyer, we have to be very careful by a shrivmara, shlo yiskalkel ben ksivel in the sine, dim niskalkel ben taya, because if in the middle he becomes niskalkel, that means he goes in and out, he has times that he understands, and then he doesn't understand. We're talking about a shchiv mara. Afilu nispaker lepsoiv ein moil. Afilu loreish lokish doloi sam ye biyode. A shchiv mara is a person who is. Sometimes he's with it, and sometimes he's not with it. Upa'omim sheshchiv mero eine bedat. It could very well be that he's eine bedat. Umesavke, now we have to know, icha shvina leike shoyte, in these matzovim, tasiya vadina veshoyte, that means because there are matzovim. Sometimes he doesn't understand anything, and then he comes back. There's a svara to say maybe even Rabbi Yochanan will be made. But this is like Yashon, that means sometimes he floats off and then he comes back. So the Ri didn't know, or we don't know, in these Zmanim, first of all, the Ri says, Soich Lizoir. You have to watch him, you have to monitor the Shchiv Mara to see that there are not Zmanim that he's Niskalko. And these Zmanim that he's Niskalko, now, is a besondere Din, what Din he has in these Zmanim. If he has a din in these manim of a shaita, or maybe that he doesn't have a din of a shaita, it's just something that is temporary, and he's going to come back. Shematun v'balmu dinokte chiyosh and domi. Now there's a ha'ore from the Marsha. Marsha says the way it says by us in Taisvis. Taisus is saying a moira de kechidish, which is not understandable. Ubeget shchiv mara oimari de tzorech li zoer sheloy iskalko ben ksivel in the sine. That he shouldn't be niskalko ben ksivel in the sine. Sheim de niskalko ben tavachul nispaker le psoi fein moil. Frek de marsho ben ksivel in the means by the ksive he was good. Right in the scene, it was also good. But Ben Sivel in the scene maybe became a shay to them. So the Mashoya, so what happens if it actually became a shay to? What's wrong? What's wrong? There was a tzivoy when he was a bori. Now he's a bori. Beshas Nesin is a bori. He's not a shay to. So the Mashoya doesn't understand Tosfos. He brings the Ran holds. The Ran doesn't say like Tosfos. The Ran says we have to be medayek, we have to monitor him, b'shas nesine, to see what his matzav is. But bank sivel in the sine, there is no such problem. Afilo he became a shaita. That's the Marsha's kasha and Tosfos. Let us go a little further. Umi Omar Shmuel Hochi. He says, so we had a memra of Shmuel. Shmuel said, "Amoyr de kechidish, shochet boi shnayim oyroiv shnayim." So even though he's deteriorating, keseida, but he can still chap a rein to write a get, to give over the get. So the Gemara asks, "For Omar Rav Yehuda v'Shmuel, we have another member of Shmuel." Shmuel said, Shochat boi shnayim oyroiv shnayim uborach. He ran away. We don't know where he ran to. Is meidin olof, so he can say edis that he's dead. That means a person who shochat boi shnayim oyroiv shnayim, he can say edis that he's dead. I don't know what happened with him, but he can be assured he's dead. So Mela's wife is allowed to get married. So here it says, you can write a get. And, no problem. And here it says, if I don't see him, I can assume that he's dead. Bisal kedaitach chayu amai me'idim olof. If you say that he's a chai, he's deteriorating, he's a chai, he's a bardas, how can you say, hey, this, that he's dead? Omri, so the Gemara answers, no, not that in this matzah, it's not like a chicken without a head that's dead already. No,
Omri chayu is take alive, v'soifoi lomos, but he is going to die. He's, I mean, the matzav is, it's only a matter of time, but he's going to die. Let us see Rashi. Miyam Shmuel Shochet Bashnaim Kaisvin Get Le Yishtoi Alma Get Mechayimu. He's called, Chai. It says, Miyidim Olav Shemais, Lohos Yes Yishtoi. So the Gemara answers, Chayu, Vigitoi Mechayim. Avol Soifai Lomus, but he's going to die, that means there's no Shabbat, he's going to die. Lekach meidem olav laacher zman lohosi yesh ishtay heichad aloy girsha. Rashi is very unclear. I mean, when is this laacher zman? We're speaking about very vague terminologies. That means the Ritva says something very interesting. The Ritva says, well, when she'll be up to getting married, that's after 3 months, because she has to wait for Havchona the first 3 months. So Mamela then is Ichedet. So the Ritva gives a Pesazman. Rashi, I don't know if Rashi means this also. But Al Kalponim, somehow it says that when she's ready, Lachazman, we can be assured that he died. Elamiatos, if you say he say feilomus, ye goy lao yodoi, so then the halacha should be that if someone killed him, b'shoigik, he should go on golis, alomisanyem, Shochat boy shnayim, oyroif shnayim, areza eine goylem. So the Gemara understood because that's nothing. From his action, there is no hecher that he's going to die. Eine goylem. Eit maralo, omar abishaye, chayshinen shem haruach bilbaltoi. Iname hu kireb es misosoi. One is not goyle, if it's shochat by shnayim, there is etzicha seifei lomus. But the reason he doesn't go in goles, because we're afraid maybe the ruach was mekarev the mise, or perhaps by him, he was mefaches, he did different pu'ulas that his matzav made him do, and that himself, his pu'ulas were makarav his misa. May benayu, ike benayu de shochte beveisa de shisha. If he was geshochten in a house that was airproof, that means no winds could come in, it was a marble house, so then there's no svara of ruach bilbaltoi. Upilcheis, but lemaise, he did these pulas of being mefaches, that was mekar of his misa. Inami deshochti bebore, or he shechted him outside, that he was exposed to the wind, beloi pilcheis, and he wasn't mefaches. So then it's told in this machlokes. We'll see Klora in Tosfos exactly what the Gemara is saying. Zogt Rashi. Elamiyat ohil b'seifel omis yegei lo yodei sheikh de b'sheigik. Aruach bilbaltoi vilmolei aruach loy mei. So we cannot attribute the mise to the sheikh. That is not goylen. Hukirves misosoi ayidei shepirches v'nimtzish leihol goyzeh. That means it's not the tzeich that killed him. Hukirves misosoi. Avo mikom bokeim soifoi lomus. Lemaise is going to die for sure, but there will be other sibis which will be mekarev the mise. And these sibis pater the chiyuv golos. Let's see Tosfos. Wie salke deite chayu amai meide. De salke deite midem olof shekwa meis koma. The Gemara, the Makshin Hill, that you say this is better ready. So how could you write again? Mshani chay, besoife lomus la'alto koidim shiyatiru bezn linosi. That means before we'll get a heter bezdin, we can be assured that he's dead. Maybe that's what Taisus also means, that Bezn will only be matter, could be after 3 months. Koidim shetiru Bezn linose. Ela mi'ato ye goyla al yodek. Lishmur polich. De kivin, de koma, de meis la'alta, hoyeloy ligloitz. Taisus, and the havamin of the Gemara, is ichesfer. The lava shnuye the chai v'soif ilomus poch, the koshkin ichosh v'leik v'ameis, the koshik fei. But the kash is, afilu, it's soif ilomus, that's also called, that also is a din of la'alta. That means, if, whatever the shir is, it's soif ilomus, kainim shetiru bezn linosei, we can assume that he's dead, so memele, so, that's called la'alta, and there should be a chiyim golos. The kosalke daitach, the makshin held, the golos toli b'meis la'alta. That means he has to die not after a long, drawn-out time. Need as man of la'alta. V'im loy meis la'alta, ain't a goyle. And the Gemara asked, according to Shmuel, if we can say Edis that he's dead, whatever this man is, so the Gemara held that this falls into the category of La'alta, and therefore he should be Goyl al Yodai. The Salke Daiter the Bahochi Toli, the Gemara held that's the criteria. That means before the teretz of the Gemara understood shochet by shneim erev shneim ein egoyle. So the Gemara held the reason ein egoyle, zichi is going to die, or maybe forget, or maybe it won't be la'alta. Shmu was machadish as a din of la'alta soif elamus chay v'soif elamus. So that the Gemara held the b'zayit as a din of la'alta and. Shibichayv goes. The Psalka Daitach, the Bahochi Toli. The Lishne Dersiv Gabi Golas, the Yipol Olov, the Yomois. Mashmule La'alta. And after the Pula, he dies right away. So Mamel Sidig Mo says, but if you're telling me, according to Shmuel, he's dead already, or Soifilomos, Chayv Soifilomos, so then he should be Chayv Golas. So Taisus says, Afal Pisha b'meizet chayev afilu loy meis la'alta. So Taisus asks the kash, what was the havamin of the Gemara? The Gemara held the reason he's not goyle is because you need meis la'alta. What kind of din is that? By meizet d'zicha, no such din that you have to be meis la'alta. If it was meis, through my hakor, so he's chayev misa. Yesh chilek bei misa legolos. So, Taisu says, there are different halachas by Misa Legolas. Kedemif legi begolas bein derech yeride le derech aliyah bemezid ein shum chilek. So, Taisu seems to be saying that the derech aliyah and derech yeride is exerz hakosam dike ptur. Other rishainim learn one is makov loinis and one is makov lepshiyah. So then Taisus says, no raya from derech yirid and derech aliyah. But Taisus learned that there's no difference. Both are shoygik. So why, by one is he potter, and one is chayiv? It's gzeres akosov. There's gzeres, the chayiv golas, since it was b'shoygik. So there are certain kulas, shenem roboy. So this is also a kula. You need yom islalta. And if it's not yom islalta, is not chayiv golos. The less lay hash to hod the poch beilu naretz. So the Gemara held now that there's a besondere halacha by Golas Nijamas Lauter. Hodepach Beilu Naris Mimayde Bemezit. How do you know it's speaking of Riven Anoshim? And this, there it says, V'nika Hamako Miktolom V'dulme Bishoyge K'may V'nika Migolos. The Mashman Dechayim Golos Afilu Loi Meis Lauter. That pasuk is speaking about that it was not Meis Lauter. And from deswegen the Gemara held that Yechayiv Golas, that's on the Gemara's Kashim, Nikra Makev from Golas. So that Gemara is zicher not like the Havamin of our Gemara. According to the Teres of our Gemara, there's also no special din of Yomus Lauter. There's different reasons why Shochat by Shnayim, Oirov Shnayim is part of Golas. Chayshinen Shema Haruach Bilbaltoi. That maybe there was another Sibbe that was Mekarav Misosei. Davke Begolus Chayshinen Lahani Taini. Avo Bemezid Lo'ilam Chay. But by Mezid there's no such din. Maybe the Ruach was Mekarav the Misa. Maybe the Pilchas was Mekarav the Misa. These are chshoshes in chi of golas, but by the chi of misa, there's no such chshash. Mehechi teisi should be mechalik. V'shemo yesh shum droshe gabi golas. Maybe there is such a droshe. That we learn from over here that if there is another, that we have to be chayish, maybe there was another Sibbe that was Mekar of the Mise. And it's a special Din Chshosha by the Chiyav Golas, a Kulan Chiyav Golas. Kamoy Shesh Chilik Ben Golas, Lemisling Dach Yiridiv Dach Aliyah, so this brings the same Raya from before. We see Chilukim in Chiyav Golas. So here also could be this as Adrash, that by the Chiyav Golas is a Din of Chayshinot. Maybe this was Mekarev the Misa. And by Mesa, there's no such din of Chashina. I don't have to clear. For all the mashme, be'ilu nares, kimuki v'nika, maka, ashoigig, the chayiv golas, afilu loy meislal. Good. The Gemara held over there, and that's like the maskon of the Gemara. So you don't need meislal. The reason you're not goyle is because shemeruch bilbaltoi or shemepilches. So lechayre the Gemara over there that says he's chayiv goles. If he will die, he's chayiv goles. Why aren't we chayish for bilbaltoi haruach? Why aren't we chayish for Shema Pirches? Is Mayri bebeset de shisha chagayin de loy Pirches? This is the Gemara that wanted to say over there that he's chayiv golas, even though it's loy meis la'alta, we are speaking about that we are assured that these two sibis did not occur. Was a beset de shisha, was a house made out of marble that the wind could not enter. And we also know that he wasn't Mefarches. So then, even though it was Lameis Lalta, it's Chayiv Golas. Bebeise de Shishe oi de loy Pirches. So the Gemara gives two Chshoshesh. Yeah. Two Chshoshesh, why he should be Potter from Golas. And these Chshoshesh will fall off. Milbalta Yaruach Volov Bebase de Shisha. Or the Shasha Pirchas is by Loi Pirchas. So Taisa says as follows. What is the Machloikis? Mar Choshev Bilbo Haruach Kirov Mise Yoiser Mi Pirchas. Mar Choshev Pirchas Kirov Mise Yoiser Mi Bilbo Haruach. The tavayu boy sheyomus machmas oreitzayach, blei machmas dovarach. That is, Pshat, everyone holds that the Misa has to be through the Maisa Ritzeach. And if something was Mekarev Misosoi, so he's not Chayiv Golis. Now, there are Choshes, what I have to be Chayish for? One says, I have to be Chayish, maybe the Bilbo Haruach was Mekarev Misosoi, because he holds that Bilbo Haruach is a greater, there could be a Ruach and it wasn't Mekarev Misosoi also. It could be a Piras, it wasn't Mekarev Misosoi also. We do not know exactly Bepoyel if it was Mekarev or not. But Akoponim, by Golus, we have Exeris Akosov, there's a Drosha, that you have to be Chayish. Maybe there was a factor which was Mekarev Misosoi. And if there was a factor, so Memele, he's Potter from Golus. So this whole Chash is only by Golus, and now the Machloikis. Machloikis is, which Chash is a more Shchirtike Chash, and that I have a Gilei Akod, that you have to be Chayish by Golus. Maybe this was Mekarev the Misa. So Memele, I can't be Mechayev from Golus, I have to be Chayish. And when that chash falls off, let's say I have to be chayish of bilbul haruach, so if that chash will fall off, he's the base of the shisha, so memela then will be chayiv golos. Or the other one says, I have to be chayish that the pirchis was makar of misosin. That's one mahalach in Taisus. Inami, mar choshev pirchis machmas reitzeyach. Not the machloikis is statistically which is more olul to be mekarev misa. That means the first mahalach was that there's a 20% chance, let's say, that bilbul haruach to be mekarev misa. There's a 5% chance that Pirkus could be Makarib Misa. And the Torah says that we have to be Chayish, so we only have to be Chayish for something that is a 20% chance of Kirav Misa. For a 5% chance, you don't have to be Chayish. And by Maisi, you don't have to be Chayish for a 20% chance also. That's how Tosfos learned in the first Mahalach. So, according to the first Mahalach, there's a machloikis, statistically, what is more olul to be mekarev misa? Is Pirkus a 20% chance to be mekarev misa, or is Bilbo Haruach a 20% chance mekarev misa? And the Torah was megala, we have to be chayish for a 20% mekarev. Now the shaila is, which is the 20% mekarev? So according to the first mahalach in Taisus, it's a medical shaila. That's the machloikis, these two mandi omrim, which is a greater makarev, pirchis or bilbul haruach. Inami, now Taisus wants to say a second mahalach. Mal choshev pirchis machmas reitzeach. Mishum dechol odom darkei lefarchais machmas shchite. So we're miyaches the pirchis to the ratzech. It's a lomdeshe machloikis now. So since this action will automatically bring about an action from the nishchat, and that's normal if it's shochat by Rav Shnayim, he's mefarchis, so that's considered your pula. Bilbul haruach, that's, the ruach has to come. So Memele, so you can't be miyaches maisa ruach to me. So Memele, if a ruach was makav the misa, so I'm innocent from Golus al kaponim. Umar choshev bilba ruach machmas chitzech mishum daosi Memele. If you need a maisa, here you need the maisa. So you can't be miyaches yenim's maisa to me. It's osi Memele. I made him susceptible to the ruach. So that's called my maisa. So the second mahalach in Taisus is the samachloikis in Lomdis. When is the reitzeach more achroi for for that, that other elements will be mekav the misa. That means everyone is maida that the bilbul haruach can be making. There's a 20% chance by bilbul haruach. There's a 20% chance by pilchus. No, the shaila is in one of them we are miyachas. The what occurs later, the kir of misa to the ritzayach, and one of them were not miyaches. So now that is the machloikis, the two shitas. The machloikis is, do we say, since this will normally occur, this is a peil yaitzi from the maisa ritzicha, so miyaches the pula to the ritzayach. So it's called his maisa, that's called machmas ritzayach. Ashenkin ruach hazichan another koyach. Or making him susceptible to the ruach, and you don't need a new maisa to make our misa. That's called that I was mesav of the misa. Inami mahalach number 3, leplegi hani lishni. That means everyone is meider if one of the two occurred. If the ruachim is mevalbel, or if he was mefalchis, so there's no chiyiv golus. Ve'ene chayiv elo bebeisid de shisha v'loy pirchis. That means, in order to be mechayiv golus, I have to rule out that there was no other sibah that was mekar of the misa. So that what the Mos says, l'may nafkemine, so not as nafkemine machloikis, may binayu, v'ashas mefosh nafkusa ben hanach taimi. The Gemara is going to explain the Nafkemina. When am I assured that this wasn't a Sibah? When am I assured that this wasn't a Sibah? But both could be Sibahs of Kirev Misa, and if there was a Sibah of Kirev Misa, so then there's Chai Shinon and Yepota from Golos.
Sagt die Gemara weiter, Nishtatik, wir hören die Mishnah, das ist ergänzt die Loschner Mishnah, Nishtatik, a person became Nishtatik, Rashi says in the Mishnah, Lava Shochsu Kodaikas Koyel, Allah Odom Shanasa Ilay Machmas Koyel, all of a sudden he stopped talking because the sickness. And they questioned him, Nichtav Getle Ishtacha, Vihichim Bereishai. And he nodded. Boit Kenoi Say Shloisha Pomim. Im Omar Alav, Lav, Al Hein, Hein, Re Elo Yichtavu, Vihichna. Zot Rashi, the Mishnah. Hirchin Hito, Vayet Shemaim. He nodded. Metagmin Vaorchin Shemaya. Boit Kenoi Say, Bedvorim Acherem. Yes, kim shaylem dvorim shuroi lahoshev aleihem lav oihem. They ask him questions which the right answer should be yes or no. Ve'im ro daitoy miyushevitz shemeramez al tshuvis lav achonishlech miyodim lahachin alav. That means he shakes his head the way one normally shakes their heads when they want to say no. Balhin achonah. Achonasin, shloisha pa'omim l'chol echot. So Rashi would seem that it means 3 and 3. That means 3 yeses and 3 noes. Is kaisim of a noisnin, imakin ala get achonasin. So then we see, if he said on the get, yes, but, so then, we'll write again. So let us see the Gemara. V'leichesh dume shichaye de lav lav nokte. Inami shichaye de hen hen nokte. Now the lotion of the Mishnah, the Pashto, Boit Kenoise Shloisha Pomi, Imoma alav lav al hen hen. So the Gemara, the Makshin held taste is that, he asked him 3 times and everything he not so says. He's a Meshuggah, he's shaking his head. But could be this is, does not show any comprehension whatsoever of the question. It's he's just shaking his head. So where do you see from the shaking his head that he comprehends and he's about us? Let us see what Rashi says.
Shechaya de lav lav noket, choyli shel shegoy, amalamdoi tomid lahachem roishe bachona lav ayin, ve'einoi meishiv al divrei shalosh. He's not answering them, he's just shaking his head. Shechaya shtachavoye. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Yosef Bamanyumi, Omar Rav Nachman, Damrinalei Beseirugin. So Rashi is a very interesting pshat. Sheikhayin, Misirugin, Mamtinin Bein Harchone Leshaila Shah, Bechoizlam Beshoin Le Oisei Shaila Atzmo, an hour later, so Memele, so they're ready, if we waited an hour and he asked him again the same shayla and he shakes again, so the Gemara held, this is already a raya of his comprehension. So the Gemara said, that's also not proof. Maybe also, it's also not proof. That's his mishagas. But not that he comprehends what you're telling him. So the mother says, the marine lay chad lav, or train hain, train lav, v'chad hain. Now we ask him, episazoi, two yes questions and one no question, or the hepech. Devei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Omer Mloi, Dvorim Shayemois Acham, Bimois Akshomim, Shemois Akshomim, Bimois Acham. We'll see Devei Rabbi Shmuel is saying another oifen of Bedike. We ask him questions of, things that were apply in the summer, and it's the winter, and the winter, it's the summer. So the Gemara asks, mind you, what do we ask him? Ilayme glufkere v'sadini. If we ask him, Hastis, it's the summer, it's Tammuz, would you like a coat? He shakes, he nods. So v'sadini, or it's in the winter, would you like a very thin covering? So nini, he shakes his head. So the Moshe is leichesh dulma kura achde na micham achde. What's the reason Michigane? Could be he's in the summer. He feels very cold. Something he got very cold, or in the winter he got very hot. So maybe he can't build from this that he's Michigane. Elo beperi. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, this is not a mishagas. That means if he's not consistent, who knows, and when yes, and he's doing good, so then we attribute this comprehension. If you would want something which is usable, Maisakama Bakshvi Maisak Shame, Glufkere coat palas. Sadini Mihasube Sadini Pishtami Maisak Shame. So the Gemara says that's no raya dumakure, neichesh dumakure achte bi Maisakama. Maybe it was Take Tammuz, but he got very cold. Vava Pishemeshiv Hain al Hagruf Glufkerin Lav Shaito. Ella Bepeiri. She'einam mitzuyin ba'oysa isha. Kigoin tzerishash b'moysa kshamim, b'moysa chamim, chama nishpila. Tzerishash is cherries, which do not grow b'moysa in the winter, and nishpila is a type of a wild apple that does grow in the winter. Let us just see the Taisus over here. I don't know if we have time to learn the Taisus in the numbered days. Ela beperi. Ein lefori sheshoilin loy imreitze peri shal yemoisak shomim biyemoisak hama yipcha. We don't ask him if he would like an apple biyemoisak hama. Ayifra Yesami wants cherries be Maisak Shamim. Vaimahim Kiza Evsha Limsoi Bekvushim Bidvash. You can preserve it. You can preserve it. Oi bin yenacher. Oi put in a freezer, so that's no, that doesn't show his mishugah. Hello Shailin Loi Imrait. The question that is asked to him, that should we go now and pick berries for you when it's 20 degrees below? And if he says yes, so that means that something's wrong someplace. Just maybe one more time. The Baitkin Oisai Shalosh Pamim. Perish, what does Shalosh Pamim mean? There are three no's. That means, we ask him six times. So the Gemara asked, maybe he's shaking his head no. See, he is a Mishagasta shake no. He is a Mishagasta shake yes. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The inami, maybe this, but we ask six times. So, lav mishum de loini boy tavayu. Not that the Gemara means that you don't need, Gemara says inami, maybe this Mishagas, maybe this Mishagas. Lav mishum de loini boy tavayu. That means, so if we say you only yes three times, so the Gemara is, maybe he is a Mishagas of yes. He has three yeses, he has a Mishagas of no. Loi mi vod de tavai bini, ke de perashno, ala kloima, u bechad mehem, oi belave beim, eina bedati. That's not the Gemara's kasha. We need six hoichoches that he's with it. And if he has one Mishagas, he only has three hoichoches. That's not the Gemara's kasha. V'yesh svarim d'loi garsinin inami. The svarim that you're not gairus inami. So the Gemara means the same. Maybe, so then I don't have any problems. Taki has six questions. Maybe he has both these, not inami. He has all these, he says, a mishagas of shaking this way and this way. Obedikazu maforish bi Yerushalmi. Keitzad boikin lavahin. Oimrim loy nichtov get le ishtacha. Should we write a get for your wife? Oimahein. Le imcha. She write a get for your mother. Oimalav. Le ishtacha. That's what's in the Bach. Oimahein. La chayscha. Oimalav. Le ishtacha. Oimahein. Le bitcha. Oimalav. So Tosfos brings the Yerushalmi. So others say that Emerson, the Rishalmi, is Chaylik and Bavli, because it's a different Seder. The Bavli says we make not yes and no, yes and no. We make two yeses and one no, two no's and one yes. That Rishalmi is Chaylik. But our component from the Rishalmi, you see, we ask six times. That's what we see from the Rishalmi. That's why Tosis is bringing down the Rishalmi.